Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come now in this moment. Come and ignite all of who we are so that we may burn with the love of God as we are swept up into Jesus. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A tale from Old Testament times, ancient Israelite times. He runs. He runs and runs. That small pouch of bread and dried figs bouncing on his back, Emma's, Mama's parting gift. He stoops, kneels beside the stream, and slurps the cool water. But then a snap of a branch in the forest to his left. Is that a flash of red, sunburned skin? He bolts. He runs. He runs. After all, his brother is the mighty hunter, the savage, bestial, tanned man of forest and waste. And so he runs, his brother chasing after. He runs. His skinny legs pump as he works through the twisting hills, pushing through the walls of briar. He runs. He runs. His sin seeks him out. Death is not far behind him. He has worked so hard at it. From the moment he broke from his mother's womb, he has done his best to best his twin. He has done his best to make his own way in life. He has slaved to win. Emma there in the tent with him. Abba loves brother best, but I will make my own way. And so he had labored. He remembers this as he runs. He had labored, toiled away at his deception, at his schemes, at his sins, pondering there in the tent, preparing, sharpening his wit and courage. And then, the fruit of all the preparation, a pot of red bean stew, his brother famished, the little joke, the bargain, trade you a bowl, brother, for Abba's favor, for the spot that you have in Abba's will. And then later, Abba, blind and crippled like an old steer, bellowing out to his brother, Esau! Esau, my red, hairy hunting boy! Esau, go kill some game and make me that meat that makes these aged lips smack. And I will give you my blessing. And then Emma, throwing her own plot into the mix. Yaakov, Jacob, quick, kill two goats, two, and do what I will tell you. He remembers the work, the labor of that deception, killing the two kids, the two goats, skinning out their carcasses as his mother made the stew, the meat, the broth. Carving away that meat, and then scraping fat and tissue from the hide, practicing Esau's plodding, stupid accent.
Hi, I'm Esau, red and hairy all over.
And then slipping on those goat skins onto his arms. Ema strapping on a chunk to the back of his neck just in case. And Jacob presenting to his father the clay bowl.
It's me, Esau. Brought your favorite food.
And those milky white eyes staring past him. Isaac frowning. Doesn't sound quite like Esau. Maybe sound like Jacob, bit of a trick. But then the trembling hands reaching out, stroking the forearms, hairy with the goat hair. And then just in case, the back of the neck. Ah, these are the arms of Esau and the neck of my favorite son. And so with the blessings stolen, Jacob, as he runs, he remembers Esau's throbbing, pulsing face, red with the tan, the sunburn, the veins popping, the bearded mouth moving with a growl.
Abba will die soon. I find you, I kill you.
And so Jacob had run. Run. His sin chasing after him. The wages of his sin chasing after him. The paycheck that is his due. For the wages of sin is death, writes the Apostle Paul in our epistle reading this morning. The wages of sin is death. We can't help but wonder if maybe Paul had someone like Jacob in mind as he penned these words. Jacob, the trickster, the deceiver, the cunning sinner, the one who cheats his brother out of spot in will and blessing. Jacob, the one who is hounded by death then for all of his careful and copious toil. For the wages of sin is death. And of course, this Jacob is our Jacob. His story is our story. For we too sit in Jacob's tent, scheming and plotting how we can get what is ours, whiling away the hours, sharpening our wit and our courage, scheming. A pot of red bean stew for a good spot in Daddy's will. A few birthday cards to Grandpa, just to soften up the old man. All of the work of our sin. The killing of the goats, the skinning of the carcasses, the cooking of the books, the scraping of fat and tissue from the hide. We work so hard at sin. We work so hard at it, obsessively, compulsively. We work hard. And death chases after us. The wages of sin is death. The harder we work at our Jacob ways, the further we move from the pulsing life that is God, the eternal life that is God. And the further one moves from life, the further one moves into death. And so death chases after us. As we stoop and slurp the cool water, as we run as we run. Oh, how we run. For the wages of our sin is death. But of course, the story does not end there, nor does St. Paul end there with his most famous of phrases. For the running trickster finally comes to a stop. 15 hours of grueling running, running. And there on this rocky, barren place, the cunning trickster collapses. He pulls the wool cloak over his cramping muscles. He lays his fevered head on a rock and he dreams. Oh, how he dreams. Behold, a bridge from heaven to earth. A great span crossing the infinite chasm from the rock and dirt up to the stars themselves. And wait, the stars are ascending and descending the bridge's span, those cosmic spirits of order and holy word. And there, right there, at the top, or no, is it right there at the bottom? But no, it's the top, but it's a dream, and both, and betwixt and between. There is a pulsing life, an eternal life, bridged down into Jacob's trouble, the Lord of hosts himself. And that life, that eternal, ceaseless being, existence itself, speaks from the holy fire. I am Yahweh, the Lord, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth. They will have this ground that you sleep on, and I will be with you, and I will keep you safe. As Jacob runs from death, as Jacob runs from the consequences of his sin, God bridges down into his life, into his death, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. We all have labored hard at death. We all have sinned and sinned and sinned some more. And death is our due reward. And it chases after us. For the sins of our soul, the sins of the spirit, dissolve that substructure of who we are. And so dissolve the physical reality of who we are. For the wages of sin is death. And yet, in this moment, as we lay with our head on the stone, tossing in our fevered dreams, we too dream the dream, the true dream. A bridge from heaven to earth, from this rock and stone to the starry heavens. God has bridged himself into our death, into our life, by the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. God has bridged his pulsing life into our darkness. God's ceaseless being, his infinite wonder without beginning and without end, crosses that bridge into our rot, into our decay, into our self-seeking, into are dust to dust and ashes to ashes. The eternal life of God comes near to us in Jesus. God unites us to himself in the flesh of Jesus. That one divine life of God crossing the bridge into who we are. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so do you hear his words this morning? I am Yahweh, the Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. I will be with you, and I will keep you safe. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. And that is good news for all of us Jacobs, all of us cunning sinners. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.